Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here with Vlad, and if you remember from my Portal episode a couple weeks ago, which was me alone in my office, and the sound was terrible, and we got tons of feedback on that. I sent feedback to Vlad. And
I did.
So this is the person, the actual live person who received that feedback.
That's me.
And they sent it to you.
The feedback came right to me. It was addressed and said, looks like Corey is giving you feedback on the portal. Maybe you should go and join the show.
That's great. And so here we are. And we this are. Is the updated show. It took you 2 weeks to get back to me.
That's right.
So that's the pace that the portal team works, apparently.
Yeah, we're in a different building. It takes a little while.
You walked over a different time zone. Yeah. All right. And so today, we're going to go a little bit deeper on some of the Portal stuff. You're going to show me some cool networking stuff. You're going to show me VM scale sets, as promised in my last session. So
that's right.
Walk us through a little bit about what you're going to show us today, or even maybe just start showing us.
Yeah. So I wanted to show you the new Create VM, Corey, some of the stuff that we've done. Here we've got a resource manager, Create. We've made it really explicit on making it easy for customers to get SSD disks.
I see that.
Backed by premium storage.
So this is like right at the top here now, you've got this SSD choice.
That's right.
And so this is basically the back-end storage on Azure storage. So premium storage is the SSD, and standard storage is the HDD. And so this is basically sort of right up front, you're like, okay, I'm going to make this decision. Because as we've heard from customers, it really dramatically changes your experience on the platform, right?
Correct.
Where SSD is just as much faster, it's much much smoother, it's like smooth jazz sort of experience on Azure.
Yeah. And this will influence the sizes that you get, the recommendations you get in the next set of wizards.
So got it.
That's one of the changes we wanted to show. We've done a number of changes on the virtual machine scale set experience.
Show a create of that, maybe.
We can show the create of this in virtual machines under one of the featured apps here is a virtual machine scale set. We used to have two different experiences, one for Windows, one for Linux.
Clean that out.
There is one virtual machine scale set create. You can choose Windows, you can choose Linux, and then you can also enable auto scale. So let me quickly.
And are you going to do a similar sort of SSD thing right up here at the front? Am I getting ahead of myself?
Yeah, I mean, you can see.
I asked you a question that was not scripted, and
You can see the portal framework. The portal team is essentially working in this data-driven model where we've got this change on ARM VMs, but not on classic VMs right now.
Got it.
As we look at whether.
See the results.
Seeing the results, we'll apply those changes to other areas like VM scale.
And those
sets.
Results are like smiley faces or click counts or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually customer satisfaction and different scenarios that customers are getting. So let me.
So far I'm satisfied with this demo, so that's at least one data point that you can take back.
We can fast forward through this because I'm going to botch my password. Damn it.
This is why I asked you to practice before coming on the. Everyone thinks I'm a big jerk, I think.
So here's where you get a number of different experiences here, where you can enable auto-scale, a feature that we didn't have when
Got
we
it.
Had the two different.
Oh, so right
different.
Here in the create experience, you can just turn this on.
Yep, and it's by default enabled. You can choose what your minimum number of VMs are, your maximum, and what you're scaling on, what's the CPU value, what's your increment increase.
And this minimum can even go down to zero, is that right?
I actually don't know for auto scale.
Oh, okay.
Right now,
it will
I think,
be able to.
I think maybe by the end of this video.
By the end of this video, it's good.
Video
by the time this video
published.
Goes live, it better be able to go to zero.
Yeah.
Because that was a question I got on Twitter as well.
So. Is it really?
Yeah. You can bring VM scale sets down to zero. I think the auto scale question.
Auto scale may not be able to go down
but we got
to
fix that. Okay.
Correct.
Got it. But now that I've embarrassed myself twice in this video, okay, so then you could do this.
Yeah.
So this is all now automatically built into that create experience. How cool.
That's right. And now we also have a few experiences coming in manage.
So this is now I've deployed this and I've called my VMs Sammy C3 VMSS.
That's right. That's right.
If I were Sammy, let's say.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Sammy, you can see how many instances, what the size of those virtual machines are, a little bit of information on those virtual machines. We have a new instances experience here in the resource menu.
Where so now instead of just saying you have to act on everything all at once, you now can go in individually and make some changes.
Right from the portal.
Great.
Right. This is where we are building all of those experiences on top of the VMSS resource provider and API.
And this is live available today.
This is live available today. And we'll continue to see the scale experience, being able to change the number of instances, being able to auto scale, all of those configuration settings that today we have only in create.
Yes.
Those will also
all
come
be available
into manage.
And so I see here, so you basically click on these and you'll say, reimage or
restart these, reimage those,
or and this is so upgrade. Tell me a little bit about what upgrade does here.
This essentially brings your VMSS model from a previous version up to the latest model.
So if I were to go in and say, great, I want to update my model to use, let's say, this latest OS, right? This latest OS image. Then you could hit upgrade and it would actually upgrade those instances to then use that. It sort of becomes a re-image and the latest OS type of
correct.
Very
and you can,
cool.
You can try it out on a few of the instances before
right.
you roll.
So it gives you sort of this like a opportunity to do kind of a quasi-rolling experience.
Sure.
It's all manual at this point, right? But obviously as AutoScale picks up, you can do a lot of this in an automated way. So that's very cool.
That's right.
And that experience is right in the portal. So you can go in and just play with it. You know, if you've got a scale set, obviously if your scale sets are upwards in the 50s, you may not, it may not be as easy to click them all, but if you're doing, you know, 10, 15, 20, this is a great experience to be able to go in and go manually manage that, even though you're still treating that as a unit, which is really, really powerful.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, the last thing then.
Really exciting around being able to peer two different VNets.
VNet peering.
So here's a virtual network blade in
so
the portal.
So why would someone want to do this?
Oh, there's lots of reasons. You know, you've got different VNets across different subscriptions. You've got sort of different subnets and different VNets. You've got an RDFE or a
cloud services.
VNet,
yes,
something
exactly.
in a cloud service that you're trying to peer to your arm.
There it is.
I mean, this year we've obviously worked on migration, so you can move things from classic to ARM. But we really think VNet.
But like cloud services,
is a game
you can't,
changer.
Right?
You can't
and
migrate.
So cloud services is a great one where, you know, if you've got a cloud services but you want to connect it to some other things in sort of the new ARM model, this is a very, very simple way with the portal experience. Now it's super easy to get this done.
Yeah. Very cool. So let's check it out. So here under a peerings tab, you can see this VNet already has a peering. It's an initiated state, and I can go and manage the peering for this from here. You can see different peer details
right,
that
it's enabled.
There's
the address space, right?
Sort of what you're specifying, and if
we have a meeting to go to in 15
we do,
minutes.
We do.
Yeah. We'll get to that meeting
we'll
soon.
We'll go and attend that. And if I click add, this is the experience for adding a new VNet peering. So you can choose whether you're peering with a resource manager VNet, a classic VNet. Choose the subscription, the virtual network,
all of
that experiences.
And then some
right
of these options down here, you know, like you can forward traffic between them. The great details here. So if the traffic's coming from one VNet, it'll actually forward it onto the other one and so on.
Yeah.
And of course, gateway transit, when you've got gateways in one, will it transit across the peering experience to then do it, and you can sort of select these on. This is super cool. This is super cool.
Yeah. It's available today, and it was one of those features that we were able to enable in the portal as soon as the APIs came out, as soon as the feature's there. So definitely something
right
that
out the door and launch.
We're trying to close that gap between features that we add
API
to the
API right in the portal.
Portal, right at the same time.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Cool. Well, Vlad, anything else? I mean, we should probably, let's make a little note here. Great, we should say smiley face. Hey, Vlad. Did a great job today, Vlad. Just leave yourself a note.
leave myself a note. And say it's okay to be contacted.
It's okay to be contacted.
And yeah, if you have any feedback, definitely use this channel. We look at that. If you are okay with being contacted, if you want to talk more about any of the experiences here in Portal or something around the classic experience and the classic Portal, we'd love to talk to you.
People
love,
are reading it. People you. Are this stuff becomes real action in the team.
Yeah.
In fact, this is how you track your work items. You just submit a Portal. Smiley face or friendly face.
We should link that right into
your Slack, basically.
Write that into our Slack.
Into the Slack channel. Okay,
that would
great.
Be great.
Anyway. Well, we now have
Slack
bots,
bot.
By the way.
Slack bot. Yeah.
We have bots now. So now we can do this right with bots. So
that's right.
Great. Thank you so much, Vlad. This was really, really helpful. I'm sure, you know, we'd love to hear if you guys have anything else that you want Vlad to show.
Yeah.
He came in with a big long list, and I said, no, I want to keep it tight, but you know, I think if there's a set of other things that you guys want us to see or want us to show, let me know. Hashtag AzureTWC, that's Tuesdays with Corey. And Vlad will come back. I'm having a hard time keeping him off the show at this point. So please ask the questions, we'll get him coming back. And you got additional things you want us to build or add, let us know.
Yes.
We're always looking for how to improve this portal experience, but it's pretty great. It's
awesome.
Pretty hot. So
great.
Cool. Thanks so much, Vlad, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, have a good Tuesday. Audio's on. You good, Rick?
Yeah, here's the clap. We're all good.
All right, I got the same shirt on again. I wear it every week.
Every week on Tuesday, this is my shirt.
We have to get you branded t-shirts now or
that's
something.
That's right, that's right. I gotta do like a white shirt. Corey white shirt. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
That's right, you're gonna be. All right.
I'm ready.